It's time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Well, good. It's five degrees warmer this morning. It's not 12. It is 8 degrees warmer. It's 20 degrees.
And tonight it'll be even warmer than that.
That's good.
I figured you'd like that. Sunny clouds will do it today. Low 40s tonight, mid-20s, partly cloudy. Low 40s again, partly sunny Wednesday, and some sun, mid-40s Thursday. It'll be mainly cloudy on Friday. Again, mid-40s. There could be a shower coming in late in the day. If not late in the day, periods of rain will develop Friday night. Periods of rain will be with us Saturday. But that rain could either mix with or change to wet snow Saturday before it ends in the afternoon. We will start out around 40 and drop it to the 30s on Saturday with the wind picking up. It's a cold front, not a storm. And then Sunday, blustery, typical January weather in the 30s and maybe a couple of flurries passing by on Sunday. Still not bad. I mean, 30s, January, what would it be? It'll be January 17th. And 30s, not bad. So 34 degrees is the normal high. And we'll probably be right around there. And of course, Mondays are holidays, Martin Luther King Day. And I remember, and you probably do too, I remember many a snowstorm on Martin Luther King Day, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, not going to happen this Monday.
No,
how about that?
Monday. No, well, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
I would expect with this turn to colder weather, though, that we'll probably have more chances for snow coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, all you need to do is start getting storms to come this way. Mm. For instance, this morning there is another one, the third, going out off the Carolinas with rain. Didn't come up this way. So, we've missed at least three. And next week, I was just looking for astronomical stuff. On Wednesday, which is the inauguration. Interesting. Mars will be near the moon on the 20th.
So what does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Just that it's an inauguration day, you know. I'm surprised that inauguration day is not a holiday, but it's not.
Well, it's a holiday. Can you give us a snowstorm or something on inauguration day so keep all those crazies out of the streets?
Yeah, I heard all those rumors, too, you know, about now, you know, there's a possibility of violence in every state capital if they remove Trump. You know, I don't know what to say about that. Violence in my way never solves a thing.
Hey, listen.
Never solves a thing.
I don't mind. Hey, listen, I protested Donald Trump with my commentary, not on this radio station, but on my personal Facebook page. Just about every day, okay? I put resist bumper stickers on my car. I just didn't agree with him. But it would never come to my mind to get into a massive fight with friends of mine who were Trump supporters and
right.
still are, because they were my friends and they have a right to support whoever they want.
Because
I don't agree with who somebody supports for president, that doesn't mean anything to me. That's not going to ruin a friendship for me. It will ruin potential friendships with people that might want to be friends with me, that want to argue. But when I know people, there's no problem. I have no conception how these people can think it's all right to attack the Capitol. I think they have every right to crowd this. Look, remember the one when we had after Donald Trump was elected, the women did the march in all over the world. But in the United States, 5.5 million women filled the streets. Filled the streets. They didn't attack anything.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't attack anything. I don't mind people filling the streets and voicing their opinion, saying they're upset. I do mind when they try to break in and stop a session of Congress who's going to be the final decider of who's the president of the United States. That I do mind. And you know what? You got a right to protest. You got a right not to like who won the election. You got a right to complain about it all the time. And you have that right. you don't have the right to do what's going on. And we'll see how it all shakes down. We'll see how it all shakes down. But it's just,
yeah, I totally agree with you. Everybody has a right to their own opinion, and that's what makes this world go round.
And you got a right and you've got a right to protest, but you don't have a right to attack and to be violent. You don't.
Right, I totally agree with that. I thought what was interesting, which I really never thought about, I saw an article by the New York Times about the big corporations who have stopped donating to Congress because there were several people who opposed the election results. And boy, big corporations. I saw one of Amazon, AT&T. I mean, all of these corporations have stopped donating.
Big corporations and big money wants stability. They don't want revolution.
Instability.
For God's sakes, they didn't like Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders wouldn't have started the Third World War, but they like stability. They want things to be stable. Well, anyways, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know.
I'm praying and hoping that nothing will, and that, you know, we'll get through the inauguration the way we should, the way every American should. Be proud of your country. And again, sometimes, you know, how many people have gone through life, when you think about this, that may have not seen face to face with their dad or their mother or both at one point. You know, however, it is your father and mother. You respect them and you move along. Okay? It's the same thing with the President of the United States. Whether you like him or her or not, you have to respect him. He stands for this country, and you just have to try to stand behind him. It's as simple as that. And again, I remember times when my dad would say to me, you didn't do your homework, you don't go out. And I would be mad at him. Like, I couldn't go out with my friends. I couldn't ride my bike. You know, I'd be mad at him. Like, you know, why can't I do my homework later and go out with my friends now? No, he wants me to do it now. What did you do? You listened to him and you obeyed him. It's as simple as that. And I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's a whole different world.
My grandmother was a Democrat in this area when Democrats were few and far between. It was a Republican area. It's changed now. She was the first woman on the Connecticut State Democratic Central Committee, first ever. And she had all her friends were Republican, and they would bicker politics all the time, but they remained true, great friends. And they raised money, and they did things locally. There was no animosity, you know, once they're done with their what they used to call politicking. So, we'll see. Hopefully, sooner or later, it'll get back to that way here. Sooner or later, but you never know.
Well, yeah, we could hope. We could hope, and in the meantime, we could also hope that. The weather stays like this right through March, but you know as well as I do, it is not.
No, but I'll tell you what. Yeah. I subscribe to the I've got Disney Plus, which I subscribe to, and I subscribe to that other channel. That has all the networks on it. I forget what it's called.
Discovery?
Discovery Plus. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's there that you can, and you can set up the orders of the shows you want to watch and reminders. It's just unbelievable. And
what do they charge you for that, Marshall?
If you don't want commercials, it's $6 a month.
And you do want commercials?
It's like $2 a month. But it's go to $6 if you get it, because there's no commercials.
Wow.
And it's just a fun thing to watch, and it keeps me from watching news, which would be depressing.
Okay.
Because it's a little expensive to watch movies all the time, but it's $6 a month. I can watch 5, 6, 7 shows a day.
Right, but there's no movies on that, right? That's all
It's all programming. It's all programming, and there's like 100 different programs on there, Pat. 100 different programs.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, that's my endorsement for today.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that, and stay tuned tomorrow as we bring you the best of Marshall Miles Eats.
That's right. Marshall Miles Eats. And one other thing, talking about politics. A good friend of mine, Dale Jones, who's a Republican, who's a selectman here in Sharon, came out and left the Republican Party yesterday, became an unaffiliated voter for what has happened in Washington. That takes a lot of guts, and I congratulate him on that. I congratulate him on that. And he's just against what's going on with the president and with this thing. He still loves Republicans, and he still loves all Republicans' friends, but he just cannot be Republican right now. Give him a lot of credit. All right, Pat, I give you credit. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. As we get set to wrap up our broadcast, you folks on Facebook Live, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WBSL.